USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota police made more than 60 arrests for rioting and other offenses during protests for Dante Wright on Tuesday night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Dante had a warrant and was shot and killed by police as he struggled with officers during an arrest. It should be noted court records show the arrest warrant was for first-degree aggravated robbery with a gun in a December 2019 event. President Biden will withdraw all remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack that prompted America's involvement in our longest war. Officials believe the threat to the United States emanating from Afghanistan is at a level that can be addressed without a persistent military footprint in country. A San Diego Zoo employee was hospitalized Monday afternoon after being bitten by a venomous snake in a non-public area of a zoo. The snake is an African bush viper, and the venom typically kills within days. The condition of the zookeeper is unknown at this time. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
Now that Major League Baseball wants into the political business wants into baseball's business. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. Cruz also doubling down on his support of Georgia's new voting law, saying the league isn't concerned about voter fraud.
Major League Baseball and China, where free elections do not exist, just signed a 3-year deal. A pause in the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is dealing a delay to the United States vaccine efforts that have largely been speeding right along. The rushed announcement from federal health officials on Tuesday morning was prompted by extremely rare cases of blood clots in people receiving the vaccine, the 1 in a million type of rare. Federal officials will discuss the Johnson & Johnson vaccine findings today. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden moves forward with a very expensive infrastructure bill, it is being brought to the attention of the president. Completing the U.S.-Mexico border is infrastructure. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.